Kosatu has cautiously welcomed the reduction of fuel prices coming today, but says this is not enough to relieve workers of the high cost of travel and food. The Department of Energy says all grades of petrol will drop by 19 cents per litre, all grades of diesel by 54 cents a litre, while illuminating paraffin will go down by 68 cents per litre, and with the liquid petroleum gas by 32 cents per kilogram. Kosatu, however, says that in the absence of a regulatory framework that will ensure that transport operators and manufacturers adjust their prices downwards, workers will feel the effects of the drop. National spokesperson Sizwe Pamla says that lower income earners and poor households cannot be left to the ups and downs of the market, and they can only benefit from fuel price cap.
Transport operators, they adjust their figures. The retailers, they adjust their numbers. And there's no regulatory framework in place to ensure that when these numbers do go down, they follow suit. As workers, we spend 20% of our income traveling to and from work. A steady drop is something that we will support.
And finally, Joe Biden has won 6 of the 14 states that voted to pick a Democratic White House